It's time for Eco Talk with host Betsy Rosenberg.
She'll be great. She's a very smart, capable person who knows exactly what took place and will lay out the facts. And that's what the American people want to see.
I had a dream the other night. Now, in my dream, our national bird had become the ostrich.
And what the American people want to see is clean air, clean water, reduction in global warming, reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. So since they're not doing it in Washington, D.C., not fast enough anyway for us, we're going to do it here at EcoTalk. We bring you the latest information on policies, on programs, what the president's up to, good products and good practices. And in fact, we're going to tell you about in this show, among other things, green yoga. Talk about some new applications of eco-consciousness. In our first segment, we'll have Frank O'Donnell joining us. He's on EcoTalk fairly often. We're always happy to have him from Clean Air Watch to talk about a quiet victory for our lungs that took place last week. You probably didn't even notice it, but we like to report the good news as well as the bad, so we're going to bring you up to date on that. And in our third segment, I'm thrilled to have Lieutenant Governor of Indiana, Becky Skillman, joining us. She'll be talking about this article you may have seen in the New York Times last week about Biotown. It's a conservative farm town in red state territories striving for energy independence, and they're making some impressive headway. And finally, Mitch Rofsky of Better World Club, the nation's only environmentally friendly auto club, out to change more than just your tires this summer, will join us to tell about what's new with them. They're growing quickly. And also more on this special edition of Eco Talk special, because we're still talking about Al Gore's movie An Inconvenient Truth. Have you seen it yet? If not, run, don't walk. Go out and see it while it's in theaters near you. Very important to see it earlier rather than later, so it's going to be passed along to other theaters. If you go, if the numbers are great, they will pick it up in other theaters across the country. If you think it's going to be around for a long time and you put it off, you may miss it. Really important to go see it now. First, I'd like to recognize those who make EcoTalk possible each week, the Natural Resources Defense Council and Earth Justice. So now, Frank O'Donnell with Clean Air Watch. We had some good news happen. June 1st, a development went into effect that actually is going to help clear the air. Tell us about it.
Yeah, hi, Betsy, and thanks for having me on again. This is really terrific news, and I'm glad I can report on it, so I'm not always Mr. Gloom and Doom with you. On June 1st, the oil companies started making clean diesel fuel. This is something that has been in the works literally for about 7 years. This is going to be fuel to be used in new trucks and buses that are going to start rolling off the assembly line later this year. Now, this was actually one of the very last things ever done by President Clinton. And when the Bush administration came in, there was some debate about whether they wanted to go forward with the diesel fuel or not. They ultimately did. And now, finally, all these years later, they're actually finally starting to make it. And this is very crucial. And the reason why is that because you have the clean diesel fuel, the engine companies can start putting on pollution control devices on the trucks and buses. And a lot of American companies actually make those things, like a famous company you know about, Corning. You probably didn't know they make these pollution controls, and they're very crucial. Once you put these pollution controls on the trucks and buses, you essentially wipe out virtually all the soot pollution, the smoke that you're used to seeing, which means that the black puff of smoke that we're always used to seeing coming out the tailpipe is going to be history. And that's just absolutely fantastic.
Hallelujah. News. Hallelujah.
It's fantastic news, and it's not just a cosmetic thing. The U.S. EPA has told us that once they finally phase in all these new trucks and buses and get the old ones off the road, it's going to be the equivalent of preventing more than 8,000 premature deaths a year, taking that much pollution out of the air. It is like, I'd liken it to the time when we took lead out of gasoline as a landmark development in environmental controls. And it's just a great moment, and I think it's something we all ought to celebrate.
It's almost like seeing someone smoking now. When I see, you know, this black, sooty smoke coming out of buses and trucks, as you've been talking about, it's like, that shouldn't be allowed anymore. You know, haven't we moved past that?
Well, that's right, and there's probably no pollution that's more obnoxious or loathsome and disgusting as the smoke that comes out of a bus or a truck stack. And we're not going to be able to solve all of them immediately, because only the new trucks and buses will have the pollution controls on them, but they'll all be able to use the clean fuel, and ultimately they'll all be 95% or more cleaner than they are today, and that's just absolutely tremendous news.
Okay, we do have to get to the dirtier side, though, of the news, and that's what's happening with American Electric Power. Tell our listeners about this organization, agency, business, whatever you want to call them, utility, what they're doing that we may not be aware of, and we should be.
Well, American Electric Power is the largest power company in America, and it is probably the biggest source of global warming pollution in the United States, and it is politically well-wired, and it is probably the single biggest reason that Congress is not moving forward to do something positive about the problem. The company is headquartered in Ohio. It has lots of big coal-fired electric power plants. There have been a number of studies, including from the Federal Energy Department, which show that not only are the electric power companies the biggest source of global warming pollution in America, but they're going to grow the fastest in the next couple of decades unless we do something about it to put positive, specific limits on the overall amount of pollution they can put out. American Electric Power has been vehement in opposing any kind of mandatory limits on global warming pollution, and they're very politically well-wired. The chairman of the Senate subcommittee that oversees this whole issue of air pollution and global warming pollution is one Senator George Voinovich of Ohio. Used to be governor of Ohio, has had a long history of relationship with this company, and in fact, the company has hired two of his former chiefs of staff to lobby for them. So this relationship is very tangible. It's not just a matter of campaign contributions, which he already gets, but he's actually former staff folks that work for the company. And he has stood up repeatedly and said he's not in favor of any kind of limits on global warming pollution. And so we're in a real quandary here. As long as a company like this has the kind of clout that it has, it's going to be hard to get the Congress off the dime on this issue.
Now, isn't the chairman of and CEO of American Electric Power, Michael Morris, getting some awards for his green initiatives?
Yes, and that's part of what I think is really deplorable about this whole thing. Michael Morris is a very shrewd kind of a PR guy, works for this company, and has gone around and made a lot of presentations saying, well, we're going to do voluntary things like planting trees here and there to make the environment better. Not a bad thing by itself, by the way, but not sufficient to really deal with the problem. And he's gotten awards from groups like the U.S. EPA, the Bush administration, giving him a Climate Leaders Award, which is just unbelievable hypocrisy in this case, because the Bush administration and Michael Morris are kind of teamed up to oppose any kind of meaningful limits, much less any kind of reductions in global warming pollution.
Well, that explains why they gave him the nod. He's for voluntary attempts to reduce global warming, and I think we know that's not going to work.
Well, he's giving essentially cover to the bad policies of the Bush administration, and unfortunately, we're not making progress. As you know, global warming pollution continues to increase. And it continues to increase from the electric power industry. And as long as guys like Michael Morris are in there and sending in their lobbyists to fight against it, I'm afraid it's going to continue to increase. And the power industry as a whole, of course, is very powerful in Congress. They gave, over the last 5 years, the electric power industry has donated something on the order of $45 million to members of Congress.
Well, given what you say, it's not surprising, I guess, that the Bush administration last year gave AEP a climate protection award. It's almost hard to say. But what is surprising is that a group called Ceres, and we've talked about them and had them on our show, a coalition of investment funds, environmental organizations, and other public interest groups, received AEP, a favorable nod from Ceres. But now there's a new report from Ceres saying
yes.
That
Ceres did give AEP an award, and it's one that's left a lot of us scratching our heads. But then Ceres did come out subsequently with the report they did in conjunction with the Natural Resources Defense Council, and they talked about who is the biggest polluter, and that this report essentially identified American Electric Power as number one in terms of spewing out the most global warming pollution in America. And one of the spokespersons for Ceres did say when that report was released, voluntary stuff is not good enough. We're going to have to do something mandatory if we're going to get a handle on this problem.
So do you think Ceres is going to retract its position?
I don't know if they're going to retract it, but I have a funny feeling they may have gotten some flack for doing it and may have had some second thoughts.
Okay, so now, of course, the reason this is also important is because greenhouse gases cause global warming, and we all know, we who listen to EcoTalk and see Al Gore's movie and are sort of plugged into our environment, that this is the mother of all environmental challenges. So this is not just, you know, another scandal.
No, this is a scandal of epic proportions, and when you have a company like American Electric Power out greenwashing, essentially, It really is not only a terrible thing, but it's something that's going to leave a bad legacy for us and the generations that come after us.
Absolutely, and that's why we bring you the facts, whether President Bush wants to hear the truth or not, every week here on EcoTalk. Thanks so much, Frank O'Donnell, with Clean Air Watch. We'll talk to you again soon, and we'll be back talking green yoga with you right after these messages. If you'd like to find out more about today's topics and guests, you can find us on the web at www.ecotalk.net.